Now, y'all give it up one time for Dr. Collier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ricky Smiley, good morning. And let me just say, men's health, we need to talk about that same 15 to 20 pounds, 30 pounds that every adult male is trying to lose. They're under stress. Stress creates that stress hormone. It also increases aggression. You know, it's the economic situation. It's the economy. People aren't working. It's hot outside. When you hot and broke, it increases your anxiety. Your adrenaline level goes up. Normally, we would exercise. We would hunt. We would gather. We would burn that adrenaline up. Now, we don't do that. So, it builds up, and the release oftentimes is an aggressive posture. Part of the problem, too, is that we have it's more acceptable to be aggressive and to act out in public when people used to hold that aggression in. So that's part of the issue right there. But I tell you, all of the health problems that we're suffering from, high blood pressure, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, all associated with the things that we eating, our nutritional level is poor, we're not getting enough rest. Again, that stress hormone comes up and it increases that belly fat. That belly fat puts you at risk for high blood pressure. And when your blood pressure goes up, and a lot of people get the terminology hypertension and high blood pressure mixed up, it's the same thing. So when you hear a person saying hypertension, people think it's an emotional status that they're tense. No, that means your blood pressure is elevated. And when you have high blood pressure, when you have high cholesterol, you're at risk for cardiovascular disease, to have a heart attack or a stroke, which kills more black people than the next five things added. Wow. So we need to get a better nutritional status. We need to lose that belly fat. And you can't target weight loss. People ask that question all the time. What can I do? I'm doing 1,000 crunches a day, and I still have a muffin top and a pot belly, a beer belly. How do I address that? Well, there are certain products. Oftentimes, this is due to a vitamin or nutritional deficiency, and that's addressed. In my weight loss program, I use a product called Lipovite, and that's an injectable. And what happened was that a lot of people couldn't come back every week or every 2 weeks to get those shots. And what we did was we found that there's an oral preparation of drops called lipo drops. You take those lipo drops, it's 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops in the evening, and it burns that belly fat. It burns that fat under your chin, that back fat across your back. It'll take that waist size down an inch every 2 weeks or so. Absolutely incredible. But most important thing,
that back fat though.
Yeah, got to burn that back fat.
Because I'm going to tell you, Dr. Kyle, when them chicks be at the sink washing up, it ain't pretty.
When it's rolling over the bra straps, you know, it puts them at risk. My point being, though, I look at them and I say that person's going to have a heart attack or a stroke, or they're going to be diabetic in just a few years if they aren't already. So right. The thing is that to address that issue and to get that fat off of them, and the problem is oftentimes it's a vitamin and a mineral deficiency. We do diagnostic testing now. We do lab testing, and we will find that 50, 60% of people that are overweight by as little as 15 to 30 pounds have those deficiencies. We replace it with those lipo drops, and all of a sudden now they lose that weight. So wow. And their health improves. You lower the blood pressure, make it all easier right. to control. You lower that blood sugar. Now they're pre-diabetic. They're no longer pre-diabetic, and that means they won't have diabetes. It's just absolutely incredible, the benefits of good nutrition and weight loss. It's always the first thing. I don't care if you come into my office with an ingrown toenail. I want you to lose weight. That's going to make you feel better.
Right, because, man, that girl was at the sink washing up her back. I didn't know her back was that big, and I just went on and put out all my T.D. Jakes books and started reading.
You with T.D. Jakes on?
Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
My name is Eric from Fort Lauderdale. What is the age where men should start going to get their check their heart and get tested for colon cancer?
They should start checking their heart at age 18, a comprehensive physical examination that includes an EKG. And oftentimes, men fall out of the healthcare system at 18 to 21 when they finish college or they get out of the military, and you don't see them again until they're in their 40s and in the emergency room with chest pain. So a part of a complete physical needs to be an EKG to check that out. If you have a family history, and all of us do, your father, your grandfather died from a heart attack or a stroke, or everybody in the family has high blood pressure. And that's why I always say, when the family gathers, the summertime, family reunions, etc., talk about your family's health history. Find out who has what, and don't keep it a secret so everybody in the family would know what they're genetically predisposed to have. And African Americans are genetically predisposed to have high blood pressure, diabetes.
And I'm talking about young people in their 40s just dropping dead, man. Like, Like for real, for real. Let's go to the phone. Good morning.
Hey, it's Big Rob calling from St. Louis. Wanted to ask the doctor, what's a good testosterone booster? I'm in my mid-30s, and I think my testosterone's starting to decline.
In the age of 30s, your testosterone does start to decline. That's why men peak at 18 sexually, and women start to go into their peaks in their 40s. Women start to want it more just when men can't give it what they want. Yeah, but your testosterone level as a function of aging does start to go down. Aerobic exercise and frequent intercourse, frequent sexual activity does keep your testosterone level high. So the more you have intercourse, the more you're sexually active, the higher your testosterone will be. The more aerobic exercise you get, the higher your testosterone will be. You hear about testosterone replacement. You got to understand this. When it's appropriate to do that, it's good. But once you start taking testosterone, it decreases your body's ability to make it. So you'll become dependent on exogenous testosterone, and it will make your testicles shrink, and not only that, it'll make also other things get smaller.
Oh yeah. Okay. What would you say, because I have met men that have decent jobs, got insurance benefits, and have not gone to the dentist, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times men are scared to go to the doctors. If you had to just give the top three things real quick, or you know, that men should do, if you're afraid to go to, at least do what?
You should go to the doctor for a comprehensive annual physical examination at least once a year. We have found in our studies that insurance is not a barrier. A lot of guys are working at UPS, FedEx, mm-hmm. the post office. They have good insurance. They're just not orientated to go to the doctor. So we're telling you now, and ladies, get the ladies in your life, your mother, your sister, your significant other, get that man to the doctor at least one time a year. And if he won't go, you cut him off until he goes. And tell him, you need to go get yourself checked. We want you to be around a long time. We want you to be a father and a grandfather to your children. We want you to be healthy. No, there's nothing worse than aging and being decrepit. You want to be a functional older person.
My grandmother always said, if you got your health, baby, you got something.
Your health is your wealth. Don't get it twisted.
All right. I know that's right.
Hey, Dr. Collier, thank you. Let everybody know how you can be reached.
You can reach me. You can go to the website, lipodrops.com, and get some information. Also at Ask Dr. MJ on Twitter, Facebook. Ask Dr. MJ and Dr. MJ Hip Hop Doc. All of those, you can do it. And we'll answer your questions. We'll continue to do that. And you can always find, you know, just call the Ricky Smiley Show with your health questions, and they can always get the information to me.
There it is. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Collier.
Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky Smiley.